An old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Nice.
Hey.
Somebody on this goddamn show is finally thinking.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Stone to get us rolling here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, TuneIn App, listen next time, Handle 93, coming to you from beautiful, albeit soaking wet, San Francisco, California. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. You ever get a chance to check out, just go to YouTube. This was from Woodstock, by the way, Bethel, New York. And it was, they performed at night. I want to say it was that Saturday evening, the 18th or the 17th of August, 1969. Just the lighting and one of the first truly integrated bands, Sly and the Family Stone. Sylvester Stewart, by the way, is his real name. Go check this out, man. It is just absolutely hot as hell. By the way, for those of you who are new, those are called instruments that they're playing in the background, musical instruments. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, at TuneIn Apps, Sirius XM Channel 93. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or if you're listening to this show, more than likely you're alone. We are counting down less than 5 weeks now before I commit suicide by burger. Next 6 weeks, excuse me. Chunky's Burger, San Antonio, Callahan Road, Sunday, April 17th. I will be committing suicide by Four Horsemen Burger, jalapenos, habaneros, serranos, and, of course, three of the ghost pepper chilies. Either way, it's going to hurt. Twice.
Hey, 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 hey.
I really don't feel like working this evening because I'm contemplating a new position in a new part of the planet that will be making a lot more money than I'm making now, and I make more than most of you do anyway. I just live in a higher tax bracket and have a lot of bad habits. We'll talk about that later. But you know who we haven't spoken with in a while? The laughter diva in residence of this unmitigated disaster, the great Amy Piddle, way back when she was in charge of the Orleans Big Al's Comedy Club in the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Talented and I had a little chit-chat with her talking about, amongst other things, comedy and fetish clubs. Sports Overnight America. We'll do an update for you later. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Before I begin my act, I'd like to explain an old show business expression. They say a comic says funny things, but a comedian says things funny. This makes me a juggler.
And now joining us, Chris, she is the resident laughter diva of the program. She is the big boss at Big Al's Comedy Club in the Orleans Hotel. That's at 4500 West Tropicana.
She is the boss.
She is the boss. She's also the president, CEO, and founder of Improv Vegas, located directly behind a fetish shop in Las Vegas. Yeah, that's true, actually. Amy Piddle joins us as she does every, at least once a week here on the Chris Townsend Show. Amy, good evening. How are you, young lady?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I can't bitch. Chris, you?
Same deal. Yeah. Hey, Amy?
Oh, yes.
I've never been to a fetish shop. I don't know if you've been over to the fetish shop, but
She has a credit line there.
How,
I'm
like...
I'm very familiar with
it. Really? I guess I don't even want to ask what they sell, but just how creepy is it in there?
There's different toys and amenities, I guess you'd call them.
Okay.
Amenities.
Yeah. They have a cage.
Oh, we should get one of those for Marco.
I'll text you pictures.
How long have they been in business?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 10 or 15 years, actually.
Yeah, see, that just shows you, you know... The freaks come out at night. What you do in your bedroom is your business. I was raised, my late father used to say that all the time. What you do in your business, what you do in your bed in your house is your business. I don't care. But yeah, it just shows you there's a lot of people want to get freaky if a place is open that long. What do we got going at the comedy club? How did the thing go with the interview we did with Jimmy Kimmel's sister?
Oh, that was great.
Jill Bryan. Yeah.
Joe Bryan, yes. It was a fun week, and I believe he listened at some point because I know I think her family was recording it also. So he didn't make it to one of the shows, but he is a big supporter of his sister, so I'm sure he heard the interview.
So did he think we were, like, really funny and he's going to invite us down and give us jobs or be guests on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
You know, I didn't have a chance to speak with him personally. I actually went to school with him for a brief while at UNLV, but I'm sure that we'll be in contact at some point, and I know that if you guys wanted to go down and at least go to the show, I'm sure that could be arranged.
No, we want to either work. We want to work for the show or be guests on the show.
Yeah, we're completely whoring ourselves out on this one.
Oh, I hear you. I'll see what I can do.
All right. How is Vegas right now? Is it starting to really warm up? Are we talking like we hitting the hundreds yet?
This week, in fact, tomorrow I believe we hit the hundreds.
Oh yep. God! And then you. Now it will be 100, and when will it stop being 100?
October 1st.
It was 55 today in San Francisco.
God, it's from May to October, 100 degrees every day. Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada.
I might get down to 90 in September, but yesterday was a bad day. We just had that hot wind blowing around, and it was just,
it's gross.
I don't know, you just want a cool breeze, you know?
It's just absolutely gross. You know, what kind of, do you ever get like celebrities, athletes or anything who come into the club?
Yeah, we'll have people pop in from time to time. We had Billy Cardell drop in from Mike and Molly.
All right, yeah.
Lily Tomlin has dropped in. Bruce Blanche. Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon.
Norm MacDonald. I'm trying to think who else. We'll have people drop in from time to time.
Kevin Nealon is great on Weeds, by the way. He's really good on that show.
What do you think of the guys who are coming? Guys, take someone like Seinfeld. Seinfeld goes out, comic, successful, gets a show on television, becomes the number one show, makes a stupid amount of money and continues to make a stupid amount of money for himself in syndication, and then says, okay, I've had enough, we've done it, I'm done with the show. And then he takes some time off, he goes to a lot of Mets games, and he's a huge New York Mets fan, and then he's got a box by Jerry. Did you know that?
Wow.
You know what, I did, but I heard he had to buy it on payment, installment payments. Yeah,
I bet. Yeah, he's got a box. How cool is that? You're so rich, your favorite team, you own a box. You don't even have like a court. You know, you normally boxes are owned by companies, and they're write-offs.
Right.
He is a company.
Exactly. He just says, I'm so rich. New ballpark, I'm so rich. I'm just going to buy a box for me and my friends. That's when you definitely have made it. But he goes back into comedy. You know, he gets that bug. He wants to get back in stand-up. How do guys like him, because there's quite a few guys who do stand-up, they end up being in movies or TV, make the money, and then they come back. You've seen them. How do you rate them? Do they come back? Do they still come back with bullets in the gun?
Well, Michael Richards didn't.
Yeah. That was certainly different. But, no, Seinfeld does a great job. And, yeah, he certainly is a draw. You know, but so are some of the other recognizable names like Ray Romano and Kevin James and, you know, all those guys. They've had their success on their series, and now they're back on the road, per se.
Ellen DeGeneres still does really well when she tours with her show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what's his name? Bill Maher as well.
Jay Leno forgot. I mean, think about Jay Leno. Tonight Show, I heard this story, and I can't remember the comic's name, but I actually worked with this guy doing play-by-play at an Indian casino here in California for MMA. And this guy was a stand-up comedian, but also he was like this MMA guy and trained. He's actually opened, God, I can't remember his name. He's opened for Seinfeld in Vegas. So obviously, wouldn't you say if you open for Seinfeld in Vegas, you got to be pretty good?
Yeah, especially.
He opened for Jay Leno. Sorry, not I got Seinfeld.
Well, then he must suck then.
But I mean, you got to be pretty good, right?
Well, those guys are picked by the headliner. They're not picked by the hotel.
Yeah,
you've got to be pretty good if they're picking you to open for them.
Yeah, if Jay Leno picks you. So he was telling me a story. Jay Leno, they're in the back. Jay just gets done, and, you know, they're in the back there, and Jay supposedly is just a hell of a guy. Like, he is just the nicest guy that you're going to meet. And Jay's sitting there, and he's got his check. He's got his check in his suit pocket and with the money. And he's just sitting there, you know, his head's moving all around. He's explaining this, and, you know, knowing Jay Leno, you can totally see it. And the check was for, like, $200,000.
Right.
And, you know, it's out there that Leno banks all the money from The Tonight Show and basically pays for his living off to, because he shows up to Vegas for a weekend, gets 200 grand. He does that all the time. This guy's making, you know, X amount of millions of dollars doing stand-up. But, yeah, I mean, you'd think that somebody who's making 20-something million dollars doing a talk show, it would really be hard for you to get back into being that stand-up comedian, edgy guy that made you what you are. But wouldn't you say, Amy, that it's just it's something about that high of being up there in front of people and getting that reaction, that it's something that not even TV or movies or all the money in the world can replace that high?
That's exactly it. There's nothing like it, and that's what they live for. It's in their blood. It's what they came up the ranks doing. And they all, I don't know any of them that don't want to get back on stage. They all want to get up there. You're right. It's an absolute thrill. I mean, Jay Leno actually does, I think, every Sunday in Hermosa Beach at the Comedy and Magic Club. He doesn't have to, but he does, and it's...
Bob Newhart used to go out when he was doing the both Newhart shows. He still used to go out and do his stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for them, that's, you know, for some of them, it's their drug, per se, you know.
What do we got coming up at the club?
Oh, this week's fun. We have a younger duo. We've got Quinn Dell, who was actually just on the Jay Leno show, The Tonight Show, rather. And he's opened by Brant Tobler, who's an up-and-coming comic. So it was a fun night. Tonight kicked off our week with them, and it was interesting. We had a cozy audience and an interesting heckler. So...
What did he say? What did the heckler say?
He didn't bring us up, did he?
No. I can't repeat what he said, but he was just being extremely obnoxious from the back of the room. So he had to get, of course, the cap on the shoulder. And after he had a couple more drinks, he quieted down and seemed to enjoy
really?
The show. But, yeah, he just needed to put his 2 cents in the beginning. Mm.
Amy Piddle, she is the laughter diva of the Chris Townsend Show. She's the big boss babe at Big Al's Comedy Club in the Orleans Hotel. Amy, if someone wants to get to find out what's going on at the Orleans or at Big Al's, how would they do that online?
Oh, they should go to the website. It's orleanscasino.com. Just go to the entertainment section, click on Big Al's Comedy Club, and they can see our lineup all the way through, I believe, the end of June right now.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. Why don't you tell everyone what Improv Vegas is all about? You are the founder, president, CEO, and chief coffee maker.
Yes, we are. We're actually an offshoot of the Second City, who was here for 7 years, and they left, and we kept it going with Improv Vegas, and we teach improvisational classes. We do shows. We do corporate training. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to learn a different side of comedy. It's ensemble versus solo, and it's a great way to learn new skills and improve your hearing, improve yourself, or your listening skills, rather. It's just a fun time.
And Chris, it's directly behind a fetish shop.
Amy, yep. Have you ever shopped at the fetish shop?
I have.
Oh, my. Really?
We love you.
Yep. I have.
I love it. All right, Amy, we'll talk to you next week.
And by the way, Amy, real quick, if someone wants to get a hold of you at Improv Vegas, how do they do that?
Improv-Vegas.com. They can check out our classes and shows, and my email's on there. They can contact me.
Amy, thank you very much. Amy Piddle, Chris, and the rest of you, she is... our laughter diva of the Chris Townsend Show. She's the big boss babe at Big Al's Comedy Club in the Orleans Hotel. 4500 West Tropicana. That would be in Las Vegas, about a mile or so off the strip.
And? She shops at a fetish shop.
You know, Chris, you can't go wrong with latex, leather, or whips. That's just my personal opinion.
Make sure you take your LiverGuard, livergard.com. That's livergard.com. Why LiverGuard? Well, it's simple. LiverGuard is so good for your liver, it helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Ha-ha! Smokers, coffee drinkers, however you get toxins into your body, LiverGuard is your answer. When you go there, use the coupon code GREAT to get the Chris Townsend Show deal. That's use the coupon code GREAT, LiverGARD.com. Jerry's got your update next.
Once again, our thanks to the great Amy Piddle. She used to be the laughter diva. Well, she still is the laughter diva in residence. No longer with the Orleans or with Big Al's Comedy Club. You check her out, Amy Piddle, P-I-T-T-L-E. Just Google her, you'll find her. Our thanks to Chris Townsend, the former host of this disaster, now with 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco. Speaking of which, coming to you from rainy San Francisco, California, I'm Jerry Burke. That's Emerson Lake and Palmer in the background. We're going to do an update for you next. Check this one out. The Lakers actually won a game, and they beat the Warriors. Swear to God, wouldn't make it up. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Against our thanks to Chris Townsend and Amy Peddle.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature.
You bastard.
And you will atone.
Words written by Paddy Chayefsky. Only man to win the Academy Award three times for original screenplay. Marty in 1955. The Hospital in 1970. Of course, Network in 1975. Well, won it in 76. The movie came out in 75. Ned Beatty, who spent, I think, like 4 minutes on screen, was nominated for an Academy Award. Beatrice Straight, who only spent 6 minutes on screen, won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in Network. Should have gotten Best Movie. Rocky got it that year. Peter Finch receiving the Oscar posthumously. Great Sidney Lumet movie, Network. At the time, it was considered far-fetched. Watch it now, kids. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, once again, our thanks to Amy Piddle, our laughter diva in residence here at Sports Overnight America, as well as Chris Townsend, the former host of this unmitigated disaster. Ladies and gentlemen, The Who. Of course, this being the underture from Tommy, it was an album. back in 1969. Promise, it was. It was a real honest to God album by real honest to God musicians. And speaking of real honest to God musicians and real honest to God talent, we're going to be chit-chatting. Man, this is great. Listen to this. We're going to be chit-chatting with Laura Schaefer coming up here in a little bit. MidnightRefrain.com. Great jazz singer with great cheekbones and great legs out of Las Vegas. She plays at Tuscany. We're going to talk with her in just a little bit. First, an update. Boys and girls, we're going to do the NBA, and I swear to God, this is not wrong. I double-checked it. The Lakers, 112-95 over the Golden State Warriors, only the Warriors' sixth loss of the season, only the Lakers' ninth win of the season. That's why they pay them. That's why they play them, right? The rest of your NBA scores. God, that's good. Houston, that is, 113-107 over Toronto. If I sound like I'm squinting right now, there's a reason for that. We have, let's see here, one, two, three. There's really cool track lighting in my studio, and it is my studio, damn it. And there are a dozen big track light bulbs, seven of which are blown out, none of which have been replaced. Just going to add that on to our pile of grievances. We are. Yes, we are. Detroit, 123-103 over Portland. Miami, 103-98 over Philadelphia. Elsewhere in the NBA, an overtime win for Denver. Good ball game, 116-114 over Dallas. Pahonics, that's the capital of Arizona. Memphis, hang your heads in shame. You were beaten by Phoenix, really, 109-100. The other game in the NBA, that would be OKC, 104-96 over the Milwaukee Bucks. Top 25 college hoops, Purdue, number 15 in the country, 91-80 over Wisconsin. It's number 13, Indiana, 80-62 over 14th ranked Maryland Terrapins. And number 24, SMU, Stangs, got tripped up by Cincinnati, 61-54. We sashay over to the frozen ponds. We tend to sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do. St. Louis doubles up on Minnesota. Your final there, 4-2. See, this sounds hockey. This is hockey. Edmonton 2, Winnipeg 1. Dallas, the former Minnesota North Stars, 2 over Ottawa 1. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh 6. Evidently, New Jersey forgot to bring their goalie to their own home game. 6-1, it was Pittsburgh over Jersey. The Islanders, 6-4 over the Rangers. That game was in Times Square. And Chicago, 4-1 over Detroit. That game was down in the town with the big shoulders, as Carl Sandburg so eloquently rephrased it. So as I stated during the open of this hour, there's a good chance I may be leaving you people. Now, I love you dearly, but it's time to start making some real money. Now, I get paid more than most of you anyway. But in a higher tax bracket, I live in the most expensive city in America to live in, and I have some very expensive habits. So I'm trying to get a better job. So if you just don't hear me one night, that means I just left you. Because, look, I have faith. Not faith, let's have it. I have faith in my listeners. I just don't have faith in myself. How's that sound? Oh, trust me, I'll give you a 2-week notice. I won't give the people I work with 2 weeks, but I'll give you 2 weeks. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although I'm really lazy about Twitter. I really am. Because I have a tendency to shoot my mouth off. Twitter's not a good thing to do that on. I do shoot my mouth off on Facebook all the time. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. You know, even the tambourine work in this that Keith Moon did, it's got more on like 90% of the crap that's out there right now than really. Just listen to the tambourine. That alone is worth the price of a ticket on this one. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. Probably get a couple of Progresso soup cans and put them together with a string. You can hear us as well. Coming up Tuesday, believe it or not, you want to feel old? the fight of the century, and to this day it is the fight of the century. The first fight between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. Frazier was 26-0, Ali was 31-0. Arthur McCandy, he was paid $750 to referee that fight. It was a lot closer than the decision. You know, Frazier got the unanimous decision, and he should have, but it was a lot closer than two of the judges made it. I talked with Larry Merchant about that fight a couple of years ago. Maybe we'll have him again on a Tuesday. But until then, boys and girls, we come back. We are going to head out to Las Vegas once again, talk to a woman who sings at the Tuscany. Check her out at Midnight Refrain. This girl is a looker and extremely talented. Laura Schaefer. She will be joining us here, jazz singer extraordinaire. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's The Who. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm looking at a song!
Oh, Miles Davis, man. Same birthday as me, May 25th.
I can see the connection there. Two great, great minds.
Also, Bennett Cerf, Mike Myers, Ann Hayes, Ralph, not Emerson, the other guy, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right.
See that?
You're in good company, Jerry.
Damn Skippy I is.
And I mean that by being here in this room right now.
Also, three kids I graduated from high school with, Cindy Piazza,
Tracy Dirk and Danny McGee. We were all born the same exact day. I was the last of the four. I was born just before midnight.
Were you all born in the same city as well?
No. Two were and two weren't. Okay. That's usually how four works, right?
Yeah.
Why am I playing Miles Davis?
Well, it could have been 3-1.
Yeah, with Tracy Dirk, it could have. The reason we are playing a little Miles Davis, I love jazz, and Miles is just flat out cool.
Yeah.
The other reason I'm playing it is because we're going to talk a little bit about, arguably, the truest form of American music, jazz.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it with one of the best jazz singers I happen to know on Facebook. Also one of the sweetest looking jazz singers. I mean, there's some good looking jazz singers over the years. There really have been. But this woman, I mean, cheekbones up to here. You can see her performing all around Las Vegas. Some of the nicest gowns you've ever seen. We're going to talk about her website. We're going to talk about her shows. And if she wants to try to talk about sports, damn it, we'll give it a shot, too, because we usually don't know what the hell we're talking about either.
Yeah, she probably has better insight.
Laura Schaefer joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Laura, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Jerry.
You like those introductions, huh?
I think they're fantastic. I like to have them in writing.
I don't write anything down. Babs will back me up on this one. Now, Arthur, over here, I don't write anything down. I'm lazy. I just make it up as I go.
Well, you do pretty well.
Well, that's why they pay me the big money, quote unquote. Laura, the reason we're having you on the air is a couple of reasons. First off, even though this, I guess, in the big picture is supposed to be a sports show, we spend 2/3 of our time not talking about sports.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're well-rounded human beings. I have friends in the entertainment field, some of them, you know, kind of famous, some of them famous in their own way, some of them trying to get famous, and we do anything we can to have them on the air to try to help them out, help them promote themselves, also kill 15 minutes of the show where I don't really have to work all that hard. With that said, I've had Gina, and I forgot who it was who I met you through on Facebook, but I've been kind of following you around, listening to your work, and it's fantastic, and I thought, you know what? It's about damn time we have her on this radio program and let her completely pimp herself out so when she hits it really big, she'll know who got her there. How's that sound, Laura?
But just so you know, I never forget the little people.
I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm not that little. but I am Irish. You can infer what you like from that. Shut up, Arthur. Babs. Laura,
I can't say anything. I've got a little Irish in me, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, you probably, that means you've dated Irish guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I knew it was
Yeah, you knew that one was coming. And
it was too late. It was out.
That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle of the plate. That was an easy one. I'll tell you what, before we get into what you're doing now and everything, let's get a little bit of background on, because I don't know how old you are. I think you're around 24, 25 from the pictures. And
yeah, sure, that works.
Hey, I have four sisters. I can BS with the best of them, you know. But anyway, jazz is, first off, it's a very difficult music form. It's everyone thinks, well, it's free form. And it's not. It's very structured. My mom's brother was a professor of music at St. Bonaventure's. During the day, he was teaching Iron Contaminant. At night, he was playing trumpet and stand-up bass in these jazz fusion bands. And he said, that's harder than Mozart. So, I mean, what attracted you to jazz as a music form when you realized that you did have the pipes where you can actually hold, you know, keep a tune? I mean, what attracted you to jazz?
It was the songs. It was the melodies. It was the lyrics. Just the songs. Well, they were beautiful. And my dad plays piano, so I grew up around a lot of music.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe I have it in my blood.
Right. Well, yeah, I do too. My whole family on my mother's side, they're all musicians. I took up juggling. You know, see where that got me. Well, who are your influences other than your dad tickling the ivories, as they say, when you were a kid? I mean, were you listening to people? Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday. I have to say Peggy Lee, Lena Horne, mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald.
Love Ella.
Yeah, well, she's the queen.
Let me ask you something. Would you consider Nina Simone jazz or blues?
I think she's somewhere in the middle.
Oh, a hybrid. I like that. Okay, so
you know what? She's almost her own category because mm-hmm. she's so unique. I mean,
I agree. I absolutely agree. I love Nina Simone's my favorite. I love Nina Simone. I just had to throw that out there to see what you thought about her. Well, okay, so you decide you can carry a tune. You're a little kid. And where did you first when did someone first hear you sing outside, of course, at home or in the shower? And people actually said, hey, you know what? You're pretty damn good, and you got it in the back of your head. I might be able to do this for a living.
You know, I don't think I ever thought I was going to do it for a living. It just was was all I did, and it just sort of happened that way. Right. I was 16. I auditioned for a company in school that we put together production shows. It was singers and dancers, and you could audition as either one.
Right.
And basically, I was sick of playing the oboe in band, so I was looking for another
elective. Oh, you and my mom. My mom played the oboe. Honestly, my mom played the
horrible instrument.
The oboe. And, check this out. She played the oboe and the drums. How the hell that happened? I don't know. Her sister, their other sibling, my aunt, she's a flautist and a piccoloist or a piccolele? Someone who plays a piccolo.
It's like a tiny.
Yeah, piccolist. I know. What do they call it? Piccolist? Are they called piccolist or are they just called someone playing a tiny flute?
I don't know.
The fife and drum partner. That's what they're called. Laura Schaefer, just a fantastic singer in Las Vegas. What's your website, Laura, so everyone can check you out as I do on a daily basis?
It's www.midnightrefrain.
Look it up, Babs. Midnight Refrain. See, this is an overnight audience. You have to speak slowly and spell for a lot of these people. That's midnightrefrain.com.
Correct.
And don't spell out the word dot. I know people actually have spelled out the word dot. So you auditioned for this company when you're in 16. I guess you're in high school at the time because you're sick and tired of playing the oboe and everyone wants you to play the intro to King Tut. I understand. So how did that audition go?
Well, I got in the company, mm-hmm. and I think that was sort of it. From then, I realized that I was actually valid as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for a musical theater company in university, but I never actually went. Instead, I went and did singing telegrams after high school.
They have those in Vegas. Where did you go to school?
Las Vegas High School.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you're from Vegas. I'm just wondering. I didn't know if you went to a reform school. I mean, I have to ask these things as a journalist.
Well, we don't talk about those things.
Oh, that's you know what? I almost forgot the checklist on that one. Okay, so basically you're doing singing telegrams. Now, I've seen, you know, pictures of, you know, when you're performing in Vegas. You performed with, I mean, the names we'll get to in just a bit, but you're up there and you're playing some pretty big-time rooms and everything. How do you go from singing telegrams to, you know, playing with some fantastic jazz trios and ensembles in Las Vegas? Did you work your way up or did you catch a break? Did you bribe somebody? I mean, how did this work?
I think you just by keeping at it. I mean, I got a big break when I was 19, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an audition and I won the spot and it gave me the lead in a show on the Strip. And it was a small show, mm-hmm. but still all of a sudden at 19, I was the lead in a show on the Strip.
Were you?
It's up and down and up and down. You just have to keep doing it.
Are you anything like me who just you almost get incentive from hearing the word no? Are you the same way?
No, I'm not.
Really? That doesn't give you an incentive to say yes. Yeah, screw you. Watch this. It doesn't make you try harder.
No, my incentive is to pay the bills.
Hmm. See, we don't do that.
Jerry
here.
Doesn't do anything.
I don't do any of that. Babs and I have a credit card scheme and a pyramid Ponzi scheme going. Yeah, we've been stealing money for years from people. Laura Schaefer.
Hello, Babs, by the way.
Babs is my Monday and Thursday co-host. He and I met, and we'll give you the Reader's Digest version,
it was over a year ago.
We performed together at this thing called the Brouhaha, doing stand-up in Pittsburgh, No H, California. I went out a couple of minutes before him, and I'm a juggler, which says a lot about my comedy, and he did his act, and we were talking later, and it turned out he actually did like a podcast and knew more about sports than I did. I said, well, why don't you come down, you know, hang out in the air? And he was actually better at it than I am, and I've been in major markets.
He gave you some credibility.
Yeah, I've been in major markets since I was 25. This kid walks in here 20 minutes, and he's already better than I am. So what he comes in, and he brings vodka every week, so I figured I'll just let him keep coming.
We call him
Babs because Arthur Ballesteros, that sounds like you should have the comma Esquire after it. Plus, this guy who calls the name Showtime called him Baseball Arthur Ballesteros, B-A-B. Babs.
Ballin' Arthur Ballesteros. Yeah.
Right, so we started calling him Babs, and he's been Babs ever since.
Yeah.
So Laura's happy to meet you, Babs.
Yes, it is great to meet you as well. I'm looking here at your website, and I'm seeing that looks like you were recently featured on Anthony Bourdain's show, some of your music was.
Oh, yes. He came and did an interview with me and put me in a Las Vegas episode. Actually, I get a lot of mail about that.
That's really cool. Is that the first time that you've had your original music used in a television spot?
Well, it wasn't original. I didn't write it.
Oh, okay.
Music we did.
Do you write your own music?
Sorry?
Do you write your own music?
Yes, I have written. I don't do it on a regular basis, okay. But I do write occasionally.
That's fine. It was one of those curiosity questions. Please continue, Babs. You're doing better than I am.
Well, no, I was just curious because that's, you know, quite a transcendent moment for a lot of artists to see their work featured on television, especially something, you know, on a show with as much credibility as Anthony Bourdain carries.
Almost as
like
much
that.
Credibility as this show.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I was stunned and I was just so tickled when I got a call from his producer saying they wanted to feature me on the show because I've been an Anthony Bourdain fan for 7-8 years. So that was actually a really big deal for me. And I've actually, a little girl I used to babysit here in Las Vegas came to my show because she saw me on TV in Taipei, Taiwan.
Wow.
Her and her boyfriend were watching Anthony Bourdain. And we hadn't spoken in, I don't know, 15 years. I had lost touch with her. And one day she showed up at my show and she goes, I saw you on TV. I live in Taipei. I came to see you.
That's incredible. Yeah. To be able to have that connection from somebody seeing you in a completely different country, some of your music being used on a television show like that, that's a really cool experience.
I ran into a girl I dated in Germany back in the mid-late 80s. I didn't get the same warm reception. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not talking about you right now, Jerry.
We're not, but I'm just...
it's always about Jerry. It always
you know why? Because my name's the one that's on the marquee, goddammit. Hey,
yes,
listen,
yeah.
Laura, we have about 3 minutes left. First off, we're going to do everything we can to get you to perform at the Fillmore Jazz Festival next year. I sent you, I think, a link to what it's like. They shut down basically the Fillmore District of San Francisco. They put a stage at the bottom of this sloped hill. The street is Fillmore Street, right by the Fillmore West, if you're familiar with that. And they just have this gradual slope up, and they have some of the best jazz acts, you know, west of the Mississippi perform at this thing every year. And they even get some people who are kind of new, not when I say new, not very well known, kids mostly. And a lot of them are, you know, music students from Juilliard that fly in for this. I would love to help you play at the Fillmore Jazz Fest because that's actually a pretty big deal out here, Babs. Agree?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is.
That would be lovely. And I love San Francisco. What a gorgeous city.
We're sitting right in the North Beach District right now.
It's not a nice city tonight, Jerry. I'll tell you that.
Shut up. Go get back to your porn mustache. Got about 2.5 minutes left here, Laura. Why don't you, what do you got coming up? What are you going to be doing? Is there something you would like to shamelessly promote? Because aside from Sirius XM and iTunes, we are on KSHP, which is 1400 AM in Vegas, the strongest signal. Sophie, is there anything you want to throw out there? By all means, knock yourself out.
If people are in Vegas, they can see me every Monday night at the Tuscany. Or I've got a big concert at the Smith Center, which is our big performing arts venue in Las Vegas.
Right.
That's November 25th. And that'll be internationally broadcast by Yamaha, the piano maker.
No, at least not the motorcycle.
So that's kind of the big thing coming up. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved? You got about a minute and a half here. How did you get involved with that? The Smith Center is a big deal in Vegas. Did they come to you, or did you have to say, hey, I'm interested, here's what I do? How'd that work?
The Yamaha representative is a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
and she heard me play with her friend last year during a convention here. At sort of an unorthodox gig, but again, it was a gig nonetheless, and you just keep going because you don't know who's going to see you where.
Right.
And she saw me there, and for about a year, she started working to get me into their program where they telecast concerts. The last few people that they did concerts with were Sarah McLachlan and Elton John.
Nice.
So to be in this lineup is really outstanding and kind of unbelievable, and I'm really excited about it.
It's hard work, but you still enjoy it, I take it.
I don't enjoy it all the time, I have to be honest.
I like that honesty.
It's what I love, and so even though it's frustrating.
Right.
It's
like radio. It's like anything you love. Everyone thinks, oh, it must be so great. You know, it has its pitfalls. I understand.
Yeah, it's a job like anything else. If you do it to make a living, it's not always sunshine and roses.
Yeah, but by and large, you probably can. It's like, you know what, they're paying me to do this. That's pretty cool. You got to be thinking that sometimes.
Yeah, I could be mopping a floor somewhere, I guess.
I've never had a real job. Hey, listen, Laura, here's the deal. If you ever, and I mean ever, want to help promote something or do anything you want to help out in Vegas, like I said, we have a pretty disturbed, albeit dedicated, following in Vegas. By all means, we would love to help you out anytime. And we, by the way, Giants or Kansas City in the World Series, who do you like?
Yeah. The Giants only because I'm a National League girl.
I'm an American League girl, but I'm still rooting for the Giants because I live in San Francisco and they throw great parades. Laura, stay on the line for us. I'll be with you in a second here. Laura Schaefer, go to MidnightRefrain.com. Check her out. Fantastic jazz singer, fantastic lady, and almost as good looking as I am. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Your call's next. 1-800-878-7529.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Toga! Toga!
Amen to that. And thanks once again to Laura Schaefer, jazz singer extraordinaire. Check her out in Tuscany in Las Vegas. Go to MidnightRefrain.com. Check out her work and a luscious set of legs. I don't know about this guy's legs, man, but he can sure as hell play guitar.
Hell yeah!
Oh, Jimmy Page from back in 1973. I don't care if they did usurp a lot of old great blues music and take it as their own or claim it as their own. This guy can still play, man. Buck and a half before the hour. All you need to know in your update is the fact that, believe it or not, the Lakers actually beat the Warriors in Los Angeles. Badly. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about that. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I am that devilishly good-looking creature you see having that white Russian at the Penthe in Big Sur up there where your picture is. The backup picture is me in front of the Rio when I was performing at the Gold Coast, which is across the street. I was drinking something there, too. 1-800-878. I'm not laughing at some of inside joke. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House. 413-842-7340. That's my childhood phone number in Agawam, Massachusetts. Nobody I know lives there anymore, but give them a call. Tell them I said hi. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Fred Wallen, Mark Mancini, they are in next with yours truly. Later on this evening, Jen Don, my official voiceover babe. Sports Overnight America.